Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this satsang, as we like to call it, this radio program, is being recorded for January 21st, 2017. And I am most grateful that you chose to be with us as we take a look at some questions about what do you have to say. Yeah, that's what I'm calling it. People who don't know me, people who have never heard me before on this radio station, they often, they'll question me and offer me some insight into how I sound to them. And I find this very good, very helpful for me and hopefully for them. And I want to share that with you a little bit today, and maybe it will, explain the bigger picture here a little bit. I want to remind you that these radio programs, as well as my TV programs that you see on the website at aspire.org, are all there due to the generosity, love, and support of our sponsors who make all this possible. It is only through their tax-deductible gifts that we are able to even offer you this radio program and explain myself to you. So I hope that you not only enjoy the radio program, but I hope that you will become a sponsor and help us to sustain our efforts and keep our radio program and our TV programs going. Well, I have a note here. All gifts, forgive me, all gifts are tax deductible. Yeah. So I'll send you a little receipt for your income taxes. Well, what do I have to say? You know, this is a very good question. Everybody's out there talking, including me. And I can get overlooked very easily because my message doesn't sound as pertinent as other people's messages. And maybe it's not. I don't know for you. Everything is subjective. So I'm going to answer three very interesting questions that came my way over the last month, and may they serve you all well, and me too. Listening to you as a first-time listener, I get that you believe in Buddha, and then sometimes you stumble over believing in Jesus. I'm not sure. You quote him. Which one is your master? Which one do you lean towards? Are you a Christian or a Buddhist? Craig, I'm a nobodyist. I am not a Christianist and I'm not a Buddhist. I have said this so many times before on radio and on TV. If you watch my TV program, especially the ones on the Signatures on the Water series that is now on the website at aspire.org. It's under media. I have a hard time with the whole idea of being exclusive to any master, as it were. I don't have those kind of narrow guidelines. I love the Buddha. I love what he taught. I love the teachings of the Dhammapada, the Diamond Sutra, the Heart Sutra. I love all of his beautiful works. I love Jesus the same way. And I love his Beatitudes. I love his work in the Gnostic Gospels. I truly love the Gnostic Gospels and how they relate to his innermost being and how he was trying to help us with our innermost being. But there you are. I also adore Lao Tzu, who offered us the Tao and gave us some of the most important teachings the world has ever seen. But for me to sit here on this beautiful January day and say to you, well, I like this over that, seems rather immature, out of context with the meaning of what we're here for. We're here, meaning me as a teacher and what I offer as an organization in my teaching, as truth. And I'm looking for that which cuts through the malarkey of Greg and the craziness of Craig and anybody else who I'm dealing with. I'm not exclusive. And I think exclusivity is a very dangerous thing. either being a one way or another, either being right or left or up or down. I'm not about that at all. If there is a truth that someone says, and I don't care who it was, something that reveals an insight, maybe you have them. Craig, maybe you have insights. Maybe you would be one of those people that I would quote. It doesn't matter to me who said it. It matters to me what was said. And if I feel in any way, shape, or form that it helps humanity, that it helps humankind in any way, then I'm going to use it as a way to serve other people. You know, Craig, everybody has different ears. It's all introspective. Everyone has different ears. Some people's ears are exclusive to this kind of message or that kind of message. And this is the best they can do. Some people have to go to church. Some people have to listen to messages that are about hell and damnation. Some people have to go to churches that teach what people like to believe is new thought. There's no such thing as a new thought, but let's just say they're right. There is a new thought movement, maybe where they're thinking or talking about things that are important and pertinent to getting rich or surviving or healing their bodies or whatever. Maybe. There's all sorts of different ears out there that need different things, that can't hear one message over another. And if you really listen to their teachings from all vantage points, you begin to really realize they're all saying the same thing. Nothing's different. Nothing's original. This is all about love. That's all this is about. And if you haven't got enough love in your heart, you don't put forth that authentic heart into your living, then things are going to sound segregated, and you're going to listen to things that only appeal to the hidden unconscious genetic hatred and fear that lives in all of us. I try to bypass all that, both in myself and in my own inner practice, and in helping other people with their inner practice. I try to bypass that whole idea that you have to be exclusive. Exclusivity here, in my case, in this whole genre, doesn't do people any good. There's a whole big world out there of insight, an ocean full of beauty and truth that comes and flows from many directions. And some of those directions come from the East, and some of those directions come from ancient people that lived, you know, thousands of years ago. Rumi, Socrates, Khalil Gibran, people who did many, many beautiful things and said many beautiful things to inspire us, to get us to go within. My whole effort is to get you to see that there is a part of you that doesn't belong to skepticism and doubt and fear and hate. That there's a part of you that belongs to the meaning of life itself. That you are that meaning of life. And every spiritual master that I have ever been around in the physical was the same way. They weren't exclusive to one teaching or another. They were very liberated people, liberated without boundaries, without the idea of I should be this and not that, and this is more important than that. I had many, many chances and did take them to hear and be with people of different forms in India of spiritual enlightenment. And it was very fascinating to really realize that this whole thing is much bigger than the human mind can sort out. You can't take truth and put it in compartments and think you've got it, because it doesn't work that way. Some people can hear the Buddha. They can hear him because they have the compassion in their heart to hear. Some people can hear Jesus because they have the love in their heart to hear him. Some people can awaken through Lhasa because They have both the mind and the heart available, that spiritual heart. And they're able to hear the broad and bigger picture. The words are put in a way which awakens some part of us that was asleep, dormant. Master's teachings are there to awaken the dormant side of my existence, the part of me that's asleep. So that's why for me it is important to talk about all of them. And there was a time in my career where that was high blasphemy. In my movement where I came from, if you talked about Buddha, then you had to be a Buddhist. And if you were doing that, that wasn't the way, that wasn't the teachings of the institution that I was ordained in. It wasn't the way. And you can't do that. And they called me names and all sorts of things. It's just the way people are. The reason we like doing this kind of thing, segmenting and trying to get right to be left and left to be right and who is right and who is wrong and all that other stuff, segregation of teachings, is purely an ego trip. It's about hubris. And it's about money. You know, I mean, it's about money. Gets down, it always gets down to the dollars and cents, no matter what you're doing, who's going to support what and what is going to be, real and viable and valuable and all that other stuff. So it's kind of crazy to me. I've never much cared for that part. And I don't. I don't engage in it. So you ask me, which one's my master? It isn't one, it's all. And the only real master in life, Craig, is love. Please forgive me. Namaste. Many years ago, if you go back and watch Aspire TV programs that I've done over the years, and I've done a lot of TV programs, hundreds, you can see that when I started, even in the early years, I was teaching what I'm teaching now. And I got in a slew of trouble with my colleagues and Yoel headquarters and all that. It was all a campaign to, kill Greg, but it didn't work. And that's just the way it is with people. They know not what they do. They really don't. The next question comes from Josh. And none of these people tell me where they listen to me from, so I don't know. What do you have to say that others don't? What do you have that will really help me? I'm trying to figure you out and what your motive is, Josh. Well, Josh, let me give you my motive right out. My motive is to serve you at the level you're at and hopefully elevate you a little bit, help you to elevate through maybe some curiosity. Maybe you sat there as a kid like I did and wondered why the heck you were here. Maybe you sat there and you wondered why everything is just as it is, why the plants were where they are and why the grass grew where it was and why people are where they are. Maybe you're like me. I don't know. What do I have to say that others don't? I don't ever think of it that way. I never listen to others, so I don't know what they're saying. It's none of my business, nor is it any of my concern what they're saying. I could care less. I do care about you. I care about anyone who is before me because I have found this basic truth. Whoever's before me is within me. Whoever that person might be, whoever is before me is within me. So you must be within me because you're before me. You must have the same things going on that I do, and I have the same things going on that you do. And maybe the whole thing is about love. What do I have that will help you? I don't have anything. I'm haveless. But I'm not helpless. I have found something, Josh, over the years of my study, my work, my inner work, my evolution. I have found something very unique. It lives in all of us. It's called many things, but to me, the bottom line of it is simply love. And this great love permeates everything. It heals. It opens up doors inside of us. It knocks down walls that have kept me very small and minute and silly and oftentimes stupid and foolish. I've been all those things, just like anyone else. What do I have to say that others don't? I don't know what others are saying, so I don't know the answer to that. But what I do have that will help you is I urge forgiveness. I urge compassion. I urge consciousness, mindfulness. I urge the most important aspect of your life. It's called mercy. I urge you to be merciful. It is the greatest accomplishment in this lifetime, because in the state of mercy, everything that is meaningful and valuable is accomplished. Everything that is love is accomplished. Everything that allows us freedom is accomplished. Everything that is important, which is you, is accomplished in mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Josh, I did a whole series of TV programs you can see on the website at aspire.org on the Beatitudes, which is one that I just quoted you from. And you can go and watch those. They're very, very helpful. Spirituality is not a matter of taste. It's not a matter of convention. It's not a matter of comfort. It is a real difficult thing, because authentic spirituality tears away at the fiber of our ego, our vanity, our pride. It tears away at our comfort. It is the real inconvenient truth. It really is, and it takes an unusual kind of person to persevere beyond the concepts and precepts of right and wrong and good and bad, to really understand it and to make it possible for love to appear as a quality of consciousness. What do I have to help you? You should ask that of yourself. What do you have that will help you? Not what do I have. I can point my finger at everything that would help you, but will you listen? Can you hear? Are you available? These are the things that are more important than what I'm doing. What I am doing is simply showing you the way. We have a saying in Zen, look where I'm pointing. Don't bite my finger. If you look where I'm pointing, you will see. To me, my work and the work of anyone who is before the public who is trying to offer the way, you have to live it first. You have to go through the fires of it, pass through all of those fires. And I show you what that is in passing through the fires in my TV program. And you can see that once again on my website at aspire.org. It's all there. All the answers to the questions that people put to me are on my website. But you'd have to be patient enough, and you'd have to be interested enough to look, to listen, and to realize people don't want to be interrupted. They don't want their mischief interrupted, and that's the facts. If they find that their mischief gets interrupted, they get annoyed, pissed off. I'm an interrupter. I'm saying to you, no, don't do that. Follow the way. No, don't listen to that within yourself, that hate, that fear, that animosity. I'm saying, mind your own work. Mind your own business. Don't be looking at others. They have nothing to give you, nothing to show you. Just you must find your way. Your way in your heart. Devote yourself to your heart. Start looking at the method of your own madness, and you will start to understand why things are difficult in your life. I hope that helped you, Josh. I do. I wish I had more time. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. What is your purpose, Greg? And how do you really help humankind? I don't understand, Jerry. Oh, wait. I left a little part out here. There's a P.S. I don't understand your message and how it would help anyone. Jerry. There it is. My message isn't for everyone. It is there, but it isn't for everyone. Buddha was there. He's not for everyone. Jesus is there. He isn't for everyone. Lao Tzu is there. He isn't for you. You can't help everyone. You can only help those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, Jerry. What is my purpose? To be here as one of those small, tiny little voices in the wilderness that is saying, you are love, go within. You are love, go within. I have my hospice work that I do every week and my hospital work that I do. That's there for helping those who are alone and afraid. And that's just one small part of what I do. There's a much broader part, the TV, the radio programs, my podcasts, videocasts, my commentaries, to say the least, my journal, the breath journal I publish every month. All these things are there to help you. But when you're a person who doesn't think they need help or doesn't want help, now that becomes another thing. And I don't know if you're that kind of person. You know, you can feed the multitudes. You can feed the masses. You can. You can, what I call, Red Cross it. And you can feed all sorts of people and help them survive. But what are they going to give back and what are they going to do? They're just going to perpetuate the same kind of inner unhappiness and hate and fear that have always been in this world. The salvation of hate and fear in this world through people is not much salvation for the world. What I offer is for the person who does survive those tragedies and through many a way of being helped, to now give back through love, to now give back through kindness, to now awaken and to understand the nature of their life beyond the concepts and the precepts of right and wrong and good and bad. I am for those who recognize thanksgiving for their gratitude for being helped and served and loved and cared about. You can help a man learn how to fish, right? But after he feeds himself with the fish, then what's he going to do? Is he going to turn around and just be a jerk again? Is that what it's all about? Our survival is not as important as the state of our hatred and how we live in hatred. Hate, as the Buddha said, never, never dispels hate. Only love dispels hate. And my work is for those who have been saved, as it were, and now want to give back as it is in love and in kindness. That's how I help humankind, Jerry. And while it could be argued that there are very few who would be even willing to give thanks for whatever has been given to them that helped them, I'm still there, and there needs to be others like myself there for when the time and the moment is right. Those become the most important things in life. Giving, sharing, loving, and forgiving. Very important. I hope that helps. Please forgive me, Jerry, and thank you for listening. I hope this clarified some things for some of you. Maybe, maybe not, but there it is. You have a wonderful day. I'll be back on the air tomorrow with some really interesting questions. Please forgive me, won't you? Hey? Namaste.